Following the shelter-in-place orders, businesses across the Bay Area have shut their doors to limit the spread of the coronavirus, leaving many employees without a paycheck and an uncertain future. In response, local governments across the Bay Area have begun to pass legislation to limit evictions during the public health crisis. Megan Gordon is the director of housing practice at the East Bay Community Law Center. Gordon says it's being left up to local governments to decide what to do about evictions. She explains what the Alameda County government has done.
What tenant advocates in the East Bay have been able to do is we were able to shut down the Alameda County court system for evictions. So starting this week, if you're a tenant and you live in Alameda County and you have an active eviction lawsuit, you do not need to take any additional steps. You can stay in your home until the courts reopen right now on April 8th. We also contacted the sheriff's department and asked that the sheriff delay all evictions that are scheduled for the foreseeable future. And currently, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department has agreed to stay evictions.
On March 16th, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order which gives local governments broad powers to limit evictions through the end of May. The order does not, however, ban evictions. Because of this, state and local governments have been left to come up with legislation on their own. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed issued a moratorium on all evictions of tenants who can't pay the rent due to the impacts of the coronavirus. The Oakland City Council is planning to vote next week on a similar ordinance. Gordon says local governments should take it a step further. She says governments should halt all evictions during this time. One important reason for doing this, she says, would be to get tenants and landowners out of packed courtrooms where they could catch the virus. A second reason is that it will keep people from being pushed into homelessness during the public health crisis.
If evictions continue to proceed in this state, people are going to be removed from their homes and either end up on the street or in the homes of friends and family members, right? That's just going to facilitate the spread of this virus. The governor has said accurately, and many advocates have said, that homeless communities are particularly vulnerable to this crisis. And so if we're continuing evictions for whatever reason, we're continuing to take people out of their homes, which is where they should be, and put them on the street. We should be asking the governor and all of our local officials to stop all evictions, not just a subset of evictions.
The shelter-in-place ordinance and coronavirus-related concerns are already having an impact on people who are homeless in the Bay Area. Judy, who is from San Rafael, spoke about the difficulties of being asked to quarantine while homeless.
I am permanently disabled. I'm over 65, and I'm moving in a vehicle where I was displaced from my home. I'm expected to be now in quarantine for 2 weeks in a vehicle. And I am not allowed to, you know, go anywhere. I can't park anywhere. We have nowhere to be or go.
Gordon says more needs to be done to address the needs of people who are homeless during this public health crisis.
Our local governments need to take immediate action to address this vulnerable portion of our community, because it's not just that quarantines present challenges. Often our homeless community members, the encampments are not set up to even really create healthy distance from each other. There are folks who don't have access to showers, food, meals, things that they need in order to stabilize their own health. We need to see our local governments stepping up and doing more.
The Bay Area shelter-in-place order remains in effect until April 7th, forcing residents to stay home and many businesses to stay closed until then. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.